Well, it's because the Emmett House has the history of being haunted. Various people have said they see figures occasionally when they've been in there and been touched by some of the so-called ghosts. And so they believe that there's a lot of sensitivity here, and they've seen it themselves. So they've been here a couple other times.
Tell me a little bit about the Emmett House. Give me a little of the history and why that is such a particularly active place.
Like I said, there's a lot of stories about this. And Mr. Emmett, when he built this, it was a thriving place to go for the traders and things at the time. And they had a hotel. There supposedly was some slaves here and that kind of thing. So there's a lot of stories about people that have maybe been murdered or had died in the Emmett House at sometime back in those 1800s or so. So that's they kind of see those orbs and things when they come in.
Is the whole town of Waverly a particularly haunted place, or is it more centered around the Emmett House?
I think probably the Emmett House is probably the most so that way, but we do have some other buildings, older buildings, that people have felt like there's something there in the rooms with them or have seen the orbs and things like that. So there's a couple other places around town.
And this is really an honor to host Paracon. It's the largest paranormal event in Ohio. What will people be able to see and do?
Well, from what I understand, we've been given some information. It will start early in the morning, 9 o'clock, and there's various speakers and some of the people that are on TV, and anyone that has watched anything on the Paracon shows and will recognize some of the speakers that will be here.
Okay.
So it's almost like an educational seminar on these things, and they talk about crossover paranormal and the ghost hunters, and they explain how the investigators do what they do and the books that are written and that kind of thing will be inside at various times. There are also going to be two ghost hunts, one
really?
On Friday. Yes, and that the other night I did attend one. I didn't get to finish it as late as it went, but it was pretty interesting. So
sounds like
you
fun.
Do, it brings a little thought in your, if you're kind of a skeptic, it just, you, there's, you know, you do have that little sense that there might be something there.
And in addition to the paranormal activities, you'll have vendors on Market Street. Tell me about that aspect of Paracon and what it means to Waverly.
Okay, well, it will bring a lot of people into Waverly. We hope that a lot of tourists and people that are just curious. We will have some street vendors set up with different products and, you know, say candles or crafts. And there also be some of the paranormal authors will be out front, too, as well as there are 100 booths inside the Emmett with different people that will have their products about the paranormal.
The event takes place on July 28th and 29th. What's the cost, and do you have any advice for first-time visitors?
The cost of to get into the for each day is $20, or you can pay $30 for the weekend to just go in and browse around and things. There's also different fees for the ghost hunts, and you can pick and choose what you would like to do and how much money you want to spend.
You can find out how to get more information about Paracon 2012 on our website at wnku.org under local news. Sharon Manson, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.